AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf says the first update has been authorized for the coronavirus vaccine.
The updated boosters contain the same basic ingredients as the original COVID-19 mRNA vaccines, but are modified to target the circulating Omicron variant BA4 and BA5. As well as the strain that was included in the original vaccines.
Shots could be handed out within days. Until now, vaccines have targeted the original coronavirus strain. The World Health Organization calls it a welcome decline. The number of new coronavirus cases and deaths reported globally continue to fall nearly everywhere in the world. Dante Ramon Smith has been charged with first-degree murder in Detroit. He's accused of randomly shooting at people over a two-hour period in Detroit. Three people were killed. A judge is rejecting a plea agreement that would have meant no prison time for the operator of a limousine company involved in a crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York. Brake failure sent a stretch limo full of birthday revelers hurtling down a hill in 2018. A man was convicted again in the first retrial, stemming from scrutiny of a once-lauded New York City homicide detective who was later accused of framing suspects. The UN's weather agency is predicting the phenomenon known as La Niña is poised to last through the end of the year, a mysterious triple dip, the first this century, caused by three straight years of its effect on climate patterns like drought and flooding worldwide. La Niña conditions, which involve a large-scale cooling of ocean surface temperatures, have strengthened in the eastern and central equatorial Pacific, with an increase in trade winds in recent weeks. News agencies report an 83-year-old missionary nun from Louisiana has been released nearly 5 months after she was kidnapped from her bed in the West African country of Burkina Faso. This is AP News. People in Paris are paying their respects to Princess Diana on the 25th anniversary of her death.
The Flame of Liberty stands above the Pont d'Almar tunnel, where Diana and her boyfriend, Dodi Fayed, died in a car accident when the driver lost control of their Mercedes as it was pursued by paparazzi. Beside the tunnel, American tourist and health worker Naomi Smith remembers the day Diana died.
I mean, it was heartbreaking the day it happened. It was a tragic loss for so many. She was the people's princess. She was down to earth, real, and it was such a tragedy.
After Diana's death, members of the public gathered outside her home to mourn the loss of a young woman who they'd watched grow from a shy teenager into a glamorous princess. Charles de Ledesma, London.
There are also tributes to Diana outside the gates of her Kensington Palace home. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.